Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from downtown Yonkers, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 25th anniversary Yonkers Riverfest celebration. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, a fine Saturday morning here in downtown Yonkers. We're not far from the waterfront where this beautiful event is taking place. Again, it's the Silver Anniversary Riverfest. And just to give you a little bit of background for those of you just joining us, it's way more than a festival. It is so magnificent. It's a celebration of community, a chance to reunite with family and friends, grandparents to sit with their grandchildren and listen to some of the finest songs from each generation. Again, it's the Silver Anniversary event. Usually each year, this event draws about 25,000 people. That's an incredible turnout. And Riverfest includes many things. There's so much to do, so much to see. Best musical entertainment, there's arts and crafts, great food, children's activities, exhibits, and a whole lot more all day long. Come out and enjoy it. It's going to be just a fabulous day. And by the way, Riverfest, again, it's pretty much the one day of the year where people just can just come out and relax and have a wonderful time. And we have many vendors on hand here. And with that in mind, our first guest today, one of these vendors, he's pleased to join us today. We have Todd Brandt. He's a pastor with Christian Bible Church here in Yonkers. And this is the second year you've come to this event?
No, actually, Jim, we've been here 3 or 4 years now, and we love it each year. It's a great opportunity to get out and engage the community and see what makes Yonkers such a great place.
What does Riverfest mean to you as far as being able to get yourselves out there? I mean, we have all these different vendors, so many activities, chance to kind of meet face-to-face with some people?
Yeah, absolutely. It gives us a great opportunity just to let people know who we are as a church, what we're about, where we are, our love for the community and our concern for people to help point them towards God. So we love it. And we're literally just like a couple hundred yards from our church where our booth is. So it's a great fit for us.
Well, it's a wonderful location. Well, it's the first time I've been here that we've been here. And as we look around, the waterfront is pretty much to our left down there. There's a lot of activities across the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, lots going on here. We got bands setting up and people walking around. So, yeah, come on out. Come check it out, definitely.
Now, tell us more about your church and what exactly you do.
Sure. We're a church really committed to help people follow Jesus is really the heart of what we do. So we think Jesus has the answer to all of the challenges or struggles or questions we have. And we think teaching the Bible is really how we understand Christ best. So we really want to connect people to him, find life and hope and life change through him. So that's really the heart of what we're about, Jim.
Is this church ecumenical? Is it open to anybody? What's the denomination?
Sure. We're kind of officially connected with a group called the Southern Baptist Convention, but we have all kinds of folks from different backgrounds who are curious, who want to commit to knowing God more and understanding the Bible in a better way. So everyone's welcome who wants to learn a little more about Jesus.
Now, you said you've been coming here 3 or 4 years. The turnout has been just tremendous, and hopefully we expect a similar turnout today. Again, about 25,000 expected. Have you been able to take in some of the other activities here while you've been here in the past?
Absolutely. When some of our members are taking care of our booth, yeah, it's great to walk around a little, see some bands, talk to some other people. It's a great way to connect with other nonprofits in the community and catch up with them and other churches in the area, too. So, yeah, it's a great time. The kids love coming each year. They're coming in a little bit, bouncy houses, all kinds of fun activities, and absolutely.
It really is a family-oriented event. I mean, there really is something here for everybody, based on what I've seen here today.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're making some kids' bracelets at our booth, too. So feel free to come by and make a slap bracelet all for yourself, custom design it. And, great things for the entire family.
Yeah, I'm just looking around here at some of the booths. See, we have a band shell over there. We've got food across the way. There's a Ferris wheel we saw coming down here this morning. Just really a wonderful atmosphere. And it's just nice to be near the water, especially on a day like this.
Absolutely. It's a little warm, but, you know, they've got plenty of cool drinks, too, you can get and buy. So, yeah, it's a great, great, great time to come down.
Again, this is all day. This is, what, till 7 o'clock it's going on tonight?
I believe so. I think, yeah, 6, 7 o'clock it all wraps up.
6, 7 o'clock. All right. So for those of you who are listening, if you're in the area, come on down and enjoy it. As I said, really fine weather here this morning. Really not too hot. A little bit on the humid side, but should be a fun day for everybody. All right. Todd Brandt, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Jim, so much.
Have fun today.
Bye.
Again, we've been speaking with Todd Brandt. He is a pastor with Christian Bible Church, one of the many vendors represented here at Yonkers Riverfest. Again, it's going to go on all day long till about 7 o'clock this evening. Come out and enjoy it. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live here from the Silver Anniversary Yonkers Riverfest here in downtown Yonkers overlooking the waterfront. How you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt, Matty K, and ladies and gentlemen. Just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Now joining me, my latest guest here, she has been living in Yonkers for many years, has come to pretty much every one of these Riverfest from the very beginning. She is Digelle Acevedo, and she's event coordinator with an event coming up in November you might be interested in, the first Yonkers Wine and Food Fest. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We look forward to November 12th to hosting the first Yonkers Wine, Food, and Festival ever. It's held in the city of Yonkers. Which will have many wineries, local wineries as well as importers, food vendors, specialty food vendors, trucks. We'll have the army with us, local entities, organizations to make the day excellent for family to come over.
Now, what do you think of this Yonkers Riverfest itself? It's the silver anniversary. It just seems to get bigger and bigger every year. You just told me off here, this is probably the biggest one yet you've seen?
This is probably the biggest one I've seen in a few years. It's actually getting better and better every year. More families come out and spend time together, which is what we should be making of living every day. It's more kids involved, more youth involved. Getting kids out off the streets, I think, is very important.
Well, there really is so much to do. I mean, this is way more than a festival. I mean, it has music, arts and crafts. As you say, there's many things for the kids to do. It really is for the whole family right down on the waterfront.
Right. It's a family outing day today, definitely. Come out, come on down, enjoy, and show some support.
Well, since you've been coming here from the very beginning, what has attracted you most to the Riverfest itself? Is there one particular thing you love seeing every year?
Probably the shows and everybody come together as a big community and spending time.
Yeah, for those of you who have just tuned in, I think they draw about 25,000 people. That's probably what we're expecting today. Now, the weather is holding up for it. Again, it's going to be on until about 7 o'clock tonight. This could be the biggest crowd yet, you think?
Absolutely, yes. It'll be here till about 7 p.m. 7 p.m. things will start wrap up. They have a lot of shows. They have a lot of craft going, a lot of stuff for the kids, rides, etc. Different variety of local food and vendors, which is excellent.
Now let's get more into that first Wine and Food Fest again. So how did this all come about? When did this all start?
Well, I'm currently a brand manager for wine imported from Yonkers, and I attended so many festivals, and I saw the need of having a local festival. I've been to Westchester, Hudson Valley, but there's nothing that's been done in Yonkers. So for living in the city of Yonkers for over 32 years, I thought there's a need for having our own Yonkers Wine and Food Festival.
You would think with the city the size and being so close to New York that there would be something like that going on, but you felt there was a need for this kind of a festival, and that's why you created it?
Absolutely. We're a very large city, and we have a lot of people that live here, so absolutely saw the need of having our own Yonkers Wine and Food Festival.
And if we didn't mention it again, it's going to be at the Ukrainian Youth Center. Where's that located here in the city?
It's at 301 Palisade Avenue in Yonkers. It's off between Park Avenue and Woburn and North Broadway.
So how many people do you expect to attend to this first one?
I'm expecting between 500 and 600 people. It'll be from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll have all kinds of rides, food, wines, vendors, everything. It's going to be a family outing.
So if anybody would like more information about this upcoming event, where can they contact you?
They can go onto our website, YonkersWineAndFoodFest.com, or they can find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
All right. Giselle Acevedo, thanks so much for joining us, and have a wonderful day today. Have some fun.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking with Giselle Acevedo. Again, she is with the first Yonkers Wine and Food Festival. She's the event coordinator for that event. Again, the date is Sunday, November 12th. We'll be at the Ukrainian Youth Center. Again, she's expecting about 500 to 600 people to come. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from downtown Yonkers for the Silver Anniversary Yonkers Riverfest Celebration. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, just a beautiful morning here at Riverfest. Again, the biggest one of them all to date. About 25,000 people expected to attend this. Friends and family, so much to do here. Music, arts and crafts, you name it, it's all here for you right here on the waterfront. And joining us now on set here, actually representing one of the sponsors for today's event, he is Paul Sander, and he is with the Westchester Center for Jazz. They're located not too far from here at Neverhan Avenue in Yonkers, and they're sponsoring one of the band shells. In fact, Paul, as we speak to you here, your wife's actually performing in the jazz band that we've been hearing this morning, correct?
Yes, she is. She's filling in for one of the student keyboardists right now.
And tell us about this center. It's relatively new, about a year old, I understand.
Yes, we are sponsored by 501c3. The goal is to give back to the arts two ways. Either we sponsor professional bands, one of them, you know, these bands that are coming up on this stage later, we sponsored for the event here. And we also run a, you know, an instructional school in which we teach jazz on an ensemble or group basis, like in a band of about 15 people. What you're hearing in the background right now is our student band. Basically, you know, so we started the whole process is that our oldest son was looking for, you know, a jazz instruction. We couldn't quite find something where we lived, and one thing led to another, and his teacher, Joey Berkeley, is a professional musician who also taught in the Bedford schools for over 20 years. And timing was right. We wanted to rent a little place. Next thing we know, he suggested that we do a build out in Yonkers. Next thing you know, we are renovating the entire, you know, good section of a building in Neverhan Avenue. And here we are. It's bigger than we definitely envisioned, but we're, you know, very happy.
Well, an event like this, it's really a good opportunity to get yourselves out there. And as I said, with about 25,000 people, those that you can meet can learn more about the center if they're interested in learning more. Now, as far as like the center, I mean, it's for people who want to learn more about jazz and maybe have some musical talent. Is that pretty much what it's about?
Yeah, I mean, it's the student portion of what we have is basically geared towards kids who, you know, or teenagers or young adults or even adults who, you know, can play their instruments. But it's more to teach jazz, playing in a jazz band. We have different levels of band. You know, we have a low-level group. And then we have our top group right now. And what you do is when they come in, we place them, figure out where they should be. It's not about age, it's about ability. and hard work. And we get them there, and then, you know, Joey will work on songs that are appropriate for that group. And in the process of being in that group, you'll learn how to play not only just jazz, but how the biggest thing is not just playing the notes, it's interacting with all the musicians up there, all the trading of licks, all the little looks back and forth, and how to really go off, you know, build off of, feed off of other musicians up there. And then that's a lot of what goes on up there. And that's every week, you know, when the bands meet.
Well, listening to you talk about the students in the center, it kind of makes me harken back to the days when I was in the jazz ensemble in college in the Midwest. I was a percussionist.
Oh, great.
I did for about maybe, I guess, all 4 years I was in school. That was my other talent, aside from doing radio. But, just learning, you know, from the basics, music reading. I mean, I had to learn all of those things to be able to, just say, interact with your fellow musicians and really make great music.
Yes.
And, so if anybody would like more information about the center, what are your daily hours? Where can they get in touch with you?
Basically, we are Facebook, Westchester Center for Jazz Contemporary Music. We're right on there. You can shoot us a line through there. We are at the Riverfest Festival today. Our tent is right in front of the Vander Dock stage. If you want to grab something, we're right over here. But definitely WestchesterCenterForJazz.com be the way to go. We could also call us.
Yeah, go right ahead.
914-523-3672.
All right. Again, that's Paul Sander. Again, he's with the Westchester Center for Jazz here in Yonkers. Thanks so much for joining us. Have some fun today, all right?
Thank you so much.
Paul Sander, ladies and gentlemen, with us here. Again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from the silver anniversary, Yonkers Riverfest in downtown Yonkers, close to the waterfront. Come by. It's going to be a fantastic day. They're on until about 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break and be back with more right after this word of interest.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit ReversoAssociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the silver anniversary Yonkers River Fest celebration. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKelpest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Mixmaster Matt Kay, and our extraordinary engineer, ladies and gentlemen. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative, of course, but also you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest on this fine Saturday, we have here the former president of the Latin American Writers Association. They're located in the Bronx, and he is Eddie Soto. He's come to this event before. Eddie, good to have you with us here today.
Hey, it's a pleasure having you guys give me a shot to be able to interview and speak upon what I do for these kids in the winter there.
Yeah, tell us about what you do.
Well, we're the Latin American Writers Association, located in the Bronx, right off Westchester Avenue. We're very involved with the Blue Knights, which is law enforcement, and we have a great time doing toy drives for the homeless shelter kids. We do close to 200 kids or better, and we have the police department involved. We shut the streets down. We feed them. We give them all kinds of toys. If we double them up, we have to double them up. That's what we do. We just want all the kids to be satisfied and the parents to be happy with what they see about what we do.
Well, here in Westchester, which is considered to be an affluent county, I mean, there are still many, many people in need, especially for kids.
Absolutely. This is why we go ahead and we do this at least once a year. And again, it's a pleasure doing this because these kids that we give toys to, we are blessed to go back and see it on the news and see the parents say, if it wasn't for you motorcycle glove LA Riders, my kids wouldn't have had no Christmas. And that's very touching to the club. And I'm also sure that it's touching to the parents that they're able to have their kids get some kind of gifts on Christmas that are not as fortunate as we are.
When did you first decide to do this drive?
I'm going to tell you, we've been doing this 12 years now. And it's again, it's a blessing to do this. And we look forward to doing it every year.
And again, this is again towards the holiday season, and that's what they really need it the most, because you want to make sure that child really has, as you say, that Merry Christmas, that toy, that gift. It really means so much to them.
Absolutely. It's very important that the unfortunate kids cannot have Christmas the way their parents would like to give it to them. And this is why we step into the picture, and we try to make them smile, make them happy. And if not one bag, two bags, I'm the type of person that we get our Santa Claus dressed up as Santa Claus, and we bless these kids and make sure that they leave with a smile. And if you're not happy with that one bag, come back, we'll give you another bag.
So you do this mainly in the Yonkers area? This is where the drive is usually done?
Well, unfortunately, we do it in the Bronx, but Yonkers is very familiar with us.
We are very close to the Bronx. I figure you probably do both communities, right?
Absolutely. And if you ever need us to do it in the Bronx, we are willing and able to do it also.
Now let's talk about your thoughts on this River Festival against the 25th River Fest, the anniversary, the silver anniversary year. There's so much to do. You said you've been coming here about 3 or 4 years now, correct?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to come here every year. We've been blessed to come here. If not on my motorcycle, I come in my truck and park. And you know what? No matter what it takes, I come down, get involved, enjoy the festivities over here. The people are beautiful. The people are awesome. The giveaway they got, not just to us, but all the kids and family members that walk around this festivity here.
Well, the thing is, this is way, way more than the festival. And Matt, your thoughts again on all this?
I'd like to know, what type of motorcycle do you have, and what type of bikes do you have in the club?
Okay, we have all different kinds of bikes. We're all American, all kinds of bikes. We have trikes. We have Harleys. We have, my personal bike is a 1300 Yamaha Adventure. It's a touring bike, which this bike has seen Florida 6 times from New York. We ride from New York all the way to Daytona Beach. And from Daytona Beach, we go to Key West. So we ride. And we have all kinds of bikes in our club.
You talked about Key West. I guess we should mention, too, of course, the victims of the devastating hurricane, Hurricane Irma. Unfortunately, Key West was one of those areas very hard hit. So I'm sure your thoughts are with them as well.
Absolutely. I am fortunate that I have a home in Daytona Beach. So Daytona Beach didn't get hit as hard. Actually, I didn't get hit this time around, but a couple of other people did get hit. And Key West, we know that it's really, really sad situation, what's going on there. But we keep them in our prayers, and we hope that everything gets back together for them slowly but surely. And I said that slowly but surely. God will be blessed.
Yeah, I actually had a chance to go to Key West 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, it was just an exciting place. And I feel for everybody there, having been there myself. And really, to all of those who are devastated, not only by Hurricane Irma, but also those of Harvey, we certainly think about you. Our hearts go out to them as well.
It's so sad to say how Key West ended up now. I myself have been to Key West on my motorcycle a couple of times, so I know what it looked like before, and now I know what it looks like now. But again, we're going to keep Key West in our prayers and everybody else that got hit out there. We ask the good Lord to bless them and help them rebuild.
Well, if anybody, again, wants more information about the Latin American Writers Association, where can they contact you?
Absolutely. You can contact me at 917-337-4048. My name is Eddie Soto, and my email is mrclino1955@gmail.com. You guys are always welcome to reach me anytime.
All right. Eddie Soto, thanks so much for joining us. Have fun today, all right?
God bless you all, and it was a pleasure again being here. and having this opportunity to speak with you guys.
All right, that's Eddie Soto again, the former president of the Latin American Writers Association of Banks, not too far from here in the Bronx, joining us for the 25th anniversary Yonkers River Fest. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.